listen to your favorite Christian radio station on www.sidmedia.org. Adventist World Radio, SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
We're trying to get through to our guest for Daily Focus for today, which is, what is this Sabbath? That's our focus for this week. What is the Sabbath? It's 6 minutes after two. You're listening to Adventist World Radio. This is live with me, Nayelu Pondwana. We are joined on the line by our guest for this segment. This is our guest who will be giving us insights, perspective, and understanding so that we walk away understanding what exactly it is we're talking about when we're talking about the Sabbath. Joining us now on the line is Elder Nachiyunde. Elder Nachiyunde, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, sir, and welcome, listeners.
So we jump in, Elder. Before we jump in, please offer a word of prayer for us.
We can pray. Our Sovereign Master, who dwells in the Most High, Lord, we come before you this afternoon to discuss the issues pertaining the Sabbath. We want to invite the Holy Spirit to be with us, guide and protect us, so that as we discuss, we may do everything according to your word and your will. May all the listeners world over be able to understand the issues surrounding the Sabbath and its observance. May the great name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be praised now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Elder. Now let's jump in. Let's talk about the Sabbath. What exactly is a Sabbath? We have spoken and discussed the very concept of the Sabbath, or the Seventh-day Adventist Sabbath, as we call it. What exactly are we talking about? What is the Sabbath, Mda?
The Sabbath, according to the Bible and the teachings of the Adventist Church, is actually a day of worship in which Christians meet from different corners of the world to worship their Creator and Redeemer according to what He gives as a directive in the Bible. So it's a day of worship.
Well, it seems everyone has their own day of worship. According to Seventh-day Adventists, which day of the week is the correct day of worship considered to be the Sabbath?
Okay, according to the Bible, we understand that the seventh day Sabbath is actually Saturday. Or Saturday is the seventh day Sabbath, in equivalent. So that entails that when we read the Bible, especially when we take account of the Passion Week, when Christ was arrested, crucified, buried, and resurrected, that's where we can have a better understanding of which day is actually the Sabbath. So literally, when we go in the Bible, we understand that using the same information that I'm giving over the Passion Week, when we consider the Bible in Luke chapter 23, verse 54, it gives an account that when Christ died, the body was taken off the cross, prepared for burial. And then the women that accompanied the men, we had Nicodemus was present, and Simon of Arimathea. So these are the men that took an active role in the burial of Christ. So during that period, we are told that it was a Friday and the Sabbath was about to begin. That's 54 of Luke chapter 23. So meaning that the day preceding the Sabbath is Friday. And then the body was placed there. Then the women rested on the Sabbath as the law commanded. So implying that after the preparation day, the day that followed was the Sabbath, in which the women rested and didn't go to the tomb to wind up the work of anointing the body of Christ. And then the Bible also gives an account on chapter 24, verse 1, that very early in the morning, The women went to complete a work. They had left because the Sabbath had drawn near.
Okay.
And then in the Sabbath hours, they rested. But when they reached the tomb, they found that Christ was not in the tomb, implying
right.
that he had. So we had the Friday as a preparation day, Saturday as a Sabbath day of rest, and Sunday as the early day of his resurrection. So even when we look at the world accounts of the Good Friday, the Holy Sabbath, and Easter, it follows a similar pattern, implying that Sunday is the first day of the week, Friday the preparation day or the sixth day, and Saturday the seventh day of the Lord in which we rest as Adventists. Thank you.
Okay. So how do Seventh-day Adventists interpret the biblical command to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy?
Adventists mainly have actually understood the issue surrounding the Sabbath as a memorial of God's creation, in which God did all his work and then rested on the seventh day. And that's why when we consider Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, the Bible outrightly gives three distinct acts that God did. It says God blessed the seventh day, then he sanctified it, and on it he rested. So meaning that as Adventists, we have an understanding that the Sabbath is a memorial of creation. When God finished all his work, he rested. Not that he was tired, but the rest is coming in the form of ceasing from work, giving an example to us as human beings to follow. And then the second aspect is that the Sabbath is also a memorial of redemption, in which through God, through Christ, when he had finished the work of redeeming us on the cross, he rested in the tomb on the Sabbath until the first day when he woke up. So all in all, the Sabbath is a memorial of creation
right.
and also redemption, in which God is actually working to salvage man.
Yeah. How does the Sabbath or the Seventh-day Adventist Church particularly view the Sabbath as a symbol of God's creation?
Okay. This is viewed in terms of its significance. As earlier mentioned, when we consider Exodus chapter 20, verse 11 to 12, following the common verse 8, which is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, verse 11 to 12 gives a reason as to why we need to worship, because the Bible clearly says God in the 6 days, he created heaven and earth and everything and rested, giving us an example that we too must actually rest. So the Sabbath is linked to some extent with the issues of creation. And then the Sabbath also is a symbol of redemption, as earlier mentioned. And this time around, when we consider Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 15, the Israelites were taught to observe the seventh day as a memorial of their redemption from the Egyptian bondage
right.
to the promised land of Canaan, which is actually coming also in the spiritual sense.
Okay.
Then for the ancient Israelites, from Egyptian bondage to the earthly Canaan. Now it's the spiritual Israelites redeemed from sin to the spiritual or the heavenly Canaan. Then the Sabbath also is a sign of loyalty. We understand that just like Adam was actually tested by the tree of knowing good and evil, which was placed right in the middle of the Garden of Eden. In these last days also, God has actually tested men and women
right.
using the seventh Sabbath or the Sabbath commandment, which is rightly put in the middle of the ten. Then the Sabbath is also a symbol of rest in Christ, where Israelites remember this day when they were redeemed from Egyptian bondage to the earthly Canaan. And that gave a distinction between the redeemed Israelites and the surrounding nations. In a sense, also in the spiritual way, we are also viewing this in a way that we too have been actually delivered from sin and called to the heavenly Canaan, where we are also distinguished between the redeemed and also those who are in the world.
Okay.
In a way, this is actually the significance of the Sabbath.
Okay. All right. And then my final question, the Abdallah, what specific activities do Seventh-day Adventists engage in during the Sabbath observance?
Adventists, mainly during the Sabbath hours, it's a known fact that they worship their God, the Creator, and their Redeemer. However, they also do good works.
Okay.
For instance, of visiting their church members who may have slackened, to encourage them.
Okay.
They also take time to visit the sick in their homes and hospitals. They also take their time to visit those who are in prisons and offer and assure of the will of God that even when they are incarcerated, they can still make a decision for Christ.
Right, right, right.
They also do charitable works of meeting the needy and helping them. Above all, they do their work in two issues of evangelism. And mostly, this is done every first week of each month. It's actually dedicated for evangelism, where Adventists would go from door to door in their neighborhood, far and near.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you. All right. We'll be delving into the subject of the Sabbath throughout the week. Thank you very much, Abdallah. Please pray for us as we close.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you for allowing us to discuss your word. Pray, dear Master, in a special way, that in trying to put things in perspective, we may have used human logic and intellect. We pray, Father, that we need to uplift you and help us to do so. May you bless us with the moderator, the entire radio station world over, and all the listeners that took time to listen to this word. May your holy name be praised as we continue to labor in your vineyard. For this is our prayer in the dear name of Jesus Christ, our friend and savior, for your will be done. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Abdallah, thank you ever so much for your insights. Thank you very much for your time and your patience. We're looking forward to your understanding, your insights even more tomorrow. Elder Nachiyunde, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. Good day too.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.